So now it's time for us to actually see what the Nishmas Avram did with this. So I am going to put the link in the chat for the Nishmas Avram's introduction. I also sent it out, with the email that went out yesterday. But let's put it over here also. It is a 17-page introduction. Don't be daunted. But do download the PDF, and that way you will have it. This comes from the second edition. I have the third edition of the Nishmas Avram here to check if there's anything that's different. I glanced through the opening parts and did not see any substantive differences, except that the third edition corrected some typos that are in the second edition. It could be there are changes as we go along. We'll have to see. Okay, so we're going to get started on it. Everyone have it? Any issues downloading it? The only note for you who are online is if you want to print it, you probably need to save it first and then print it because it's a Google Drive file. Okay. So he starts out, and the reason this is his introduction to Siman Shin Chaf Ches is because Shin Chaf Ches is the main Siman in Shulchan Aruch on medicinal issues as medicine. There are other treatment issues that come up in other Simanim and Aruch Chaim, but Shin Chaf Ches is the main one. You okay? Okay. So he writes, Sugei HaCholim uKlalei HaHeterim B'Shabbos. The types of patients, as well as the principles of leniencies and permissions on Shabbos. So his first part is just going to be to talk about overriding Shabbos to save lives. He says, "Bahalacha mukarim arba'a matzavei choli." Four different types of, or four different situations of illness are recognized in halacha. Kishebehetaim lechomrat matzavam yishtane adin legabe Shabbos. In accord with the severity of their situation, the law will change regarding Shabbos, as well as Yom HaKippurim, Pesach, Machalos Asuros, non-kosher food. All of these will depend on the level of illness, Uchadome, and the like. Be'ezaz Hashem b'ritzoni l'nasos l'hagdir kan es arba'az hasugim ha'elu. He says, what I want to do is to define here the four categories. V'lidon ba'ofen klali al meh v'al yidei mi muter lasos avuram balacha b'shabes d'araisa od d'rabanon k'mo gam matai asur b'chlal lasos kolpu las ripui. So he says, what I want to do is discuss in general terms what you're allowed to do, who is allowed to do it, whether d'araisas or d'rabanons, and when you're not allowed to do anything in order to heal them. Okay, that was the end of the first paragraph. So far, so good.
Yep.
Okay. Klal Rishon. Okay, first principle. Bechol sheyesh bo sakana. Someone's dangerously ill. O afilu besafek hachi ketana sheyesh bo sakana. Even with the smallest doubt that he might be, in fact, dangerously ill. Ra'oi lehavdil. We draw a distinction. Im adavar nir adachuf. If it looks urgent. O safek dachuf. Or possibly urgent. Mazminim es magin David adom miyad. He says, we immediately call Magen David Adom without any delay to bring the person to the emergency room. Right? Cheder Miyun is emergency room, really it's triage room technically, but it's emergency room. Lumazot, on the other hand, in Barusha ein kan machala shetzrichim tipul miyadi. If it's clear that there isn't an illness that requires immediate care, the person is dangerously ill, but there's nothing that has to happen right now. Avlagam yefshar lachakot ad motzei Shabbat. On the other hand, we also know you can't wait till after Shabbos. Utzrichim od b'Shabbos lageshes larofei. You need to get to a doctor on Shabbos. V'lu haya yom chol. If this were happening on a weekday, you would wait several hours until the clinic opens. Oh, at a boker, or until morning, to speak to the doctor. As b'Shabbos, she'ein mirpa'a o rofe shenimtzal l'tapel bo. So on Shabbos, when you don't have a clinic, when you don't have a doctor to take care of him, tzvichim l'aviro l'cheder miyun, you take him to the ER. Va'osim zos l'chatchila im efshar al-yedei nachri. And in this case, we would try to use a non-Jew to be the one to bring him, because we know that we can afford to delay. Yes, they're in a condition where we need the person to see a doctor on Shabbos. However, it doesn't need to be this instant. So if I have the leeway to ask a non-Jew, that's what I should do. Ein nochri benimtza, if there's no non-Jew around, az mutter lahazminas magen David Adom, you are allowed to call magen David Adom, haf'alat ha-telephone o nayad l'chatchila yidei shinoi, ideally using a shinoi to use your phone, kedei laviro l'sham, in order to get this guy to the ER. Okay? So, two categories. Category one, dangerously ill, needs treatment now. Category two, I know that they don't need treatment right now. They do need it on Shabbos, but they don't necessarily need it this instant. So, all right, shinoi, non-Jew, you know, do something in a reduced, you know, in a form of reduced severity. Good? Online good? Okay. Klal sheni, second principle. Ach im barur may al kol safek. If it is clear beyond any doubt, and notice that he uses that term, without any doubt. Shebematzav hanidon ein bo kol sakana, that in the case we're dealing with, there is no danger to the patient. Chayavim lishol she'elat chacham mamutaru ma'asur la'asos avuro. So then you have to ask a posek. What am I allowed to do? What am I not allowed to do? If I know for sure he's not in danger, So ask a Shiloh about what you can do. If he's in danger, stop asking Shilohs. Just do it. Don't worry about it. Hashem wants you to do it. But if that's not the case, that's not the case. Klal Shlishi, third principle. B'chol makom shel safek im hachola b'chlal yesh bo sakana olo. If I'm not sure whether this patient is dangerously ill or not, as talui b'nisayon v'yeda shel hamachlitim. So now it depends on the experience and knowledge of the people in that position to make the decision, right? I think I mentioned last time, this is the thing that horrifies the students when I talk about this at Stern. They're like, what if there is no doctor around? Then it's up to you, with your experience, with your knowledge. You know, you do the best you can. That's all you can do. But whoever's on the scene has to make the call. So he says, imbo sam matzav b'yom chol, if were this to happen on a Tuesday, they would take the patient to the ER or to the doctor. Oh, maz ikim rofe lavo alachola. That's one of those typos that they corrected in the third edition. Or they would call a doctor to come to the patient. Afilu imudubar b'shaos haktanos shel halayla. Even if it's in the middle of the night, chayavim gam b'shabbos l'nokein. So that's what you do on Shabbos as well. Even if you end up needing to violate Shabbos midi oraisa, you're dealing with safek pikuach nefesh, and you just make the best assessment you can, erring on the side of caution. Kamochein, similarly, in biyom chol hayu mechakim, that's another typo that gets corrected in the third edition, hayu mechakim kama sha'oz araboker, if this were Tuesday, they would wait a few hours until morning, but they would not wait longer than that. As gam b'Shabbos noagin kein, they do that on Shabbos too. Rak im biyom chol v'kupat acholim sagur, hayu mechakim ad lemachoras, as gam aser l'chal al Shabbos. Right? If you're going to tell me that if this were Tuesday, but it was a statutory holiday and the clinic was closed, and you would say, I guess I'll wait till tomorrow, so wait till Sunday. Right? Apply the same standard. Four. Bisikum, he says in summary, Bechol spek sveka shapikuach nefesh osim komasha yu osim biyom chol kedei liftor es hasafek. In any tiny doubt, when he uses the term spek sveka here, he doesn't mean it literally. What he means is any kind of doubt, however subtle, we do what we would do during the week in order to resolve the doubt. Okay. Now he moves into the categories of chola. He's going to do something which confused me when I realized
it.
He goes the opposite order. Yeah. I mean, that's fine. He chose to go the opposite order. It's good. It means that we're going to be dealing with what we just learned before.
Yeah.
You know, so it's fresh. Arba suge cholim heim. Four categories of patient. Chola im mechush bi'alma. He starts with the lowest level, right. The person who has just an ache. Second, chole mitzas choli or shemitzar harbe. Notice he divides the two also. Yeah. He is somewhat ill, or he's in a lot of pain. Third, chole she'en bo sakana. And fourth, chole she'yesh bo sakana. He did not break out sakanas aver into a separate category, so we'll see where he fits that in. Mechosh be'alma, just an ache. Mi she'yesh lo mechosh be'alma v'mischazik v'holech kebari. Somebody has a mere ache, and he can walk around like he's healthy. Aser lasos lo shum refuah. May not heal him, even via a non-Jew, because of concern that you might come to grind ingredients. Because they have a Mishnah Brura, the Mishnah Brura says, Hainu afilu devarim she'ein bahem mishum malacha, she'ein rak mishum shavuz. Even the Rabbanans you may not do. Gam kein asar al yidei eino Yehudi, and you can't have a non-Jew do them either. Kevin Shirak, Mechosh Biyama, because he just has a little bit of an ache, right? This is what we were saying. Ubahagdara shal Mechosh Biyama. In terms of defining Mechosh Biyama, Nichlalim kola dvarim hakalim, all low level things are included. Kigon, for example, Hitstaninut im nazelet kala, a cold with a light runny nose. Shi'ul kal, a light cough. Machalot or kalot, light diseases of the skin. I guess that's the rash. Kol she'ena davar gorem lachlashat kol gufo shel hasovel. Anything which doesn't cause the weakening of the entire body of the person who's suffering from it, o she'yachayev lishkav machmaso, or that he would have to go to bed as a result of it, that's this category. Okay? Lachain, therefore, Adam kaze asur lo lakacha shum trufa olasos kol peula acheres im nikar shekavanaso lerfuah. So he's not allowed to take medicine. He's not allowed to do anything that is visibly medicinal. We're going to have to come back to that visibly medicinal thing, but that's what he says. Kigon, for example, le garger o lehishtamesh bebakbuk cham. Sorry. To gargle or to use a hot water bottle. Right, Elim Kane, who Oanche Mekomo Regilim Lishtamesh Babuk Cham Gam Kshem Briim. Unless it's considered normal for him or normal in society for people to use that when they're healthy, also they just like the feeling of it, you know, so they do it. I am Pratidina Mishmir Shabbos Kilchasa. He says Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa has specifics on this. So now go back to my example that I gave before about the non-Jew heating up the heating pad for the person who's mixas choli, who is not allowed to use medicine. So maybe he's saying that that's included. I mean, he is saying that that's included in the decree against medicine. I guess he believes that that's something that could also, an effect that could be achieved by grinding ingredients, and that's why he seems to think the hot water thing is not an option unless someone is ill enough that medicine is justified. Interesting. Okay. All right. Back to the drawing board for a case. He goes on to say, specific case, sfasayim yaveshos, or yavesh, a person who has dry lips, a person who has dry skin. Kosev ha-shmir Shabbos kehilchasa. Shmir Shabbos kehilchasa writes, hasovel mi sfasayim yaveshos o siduko. Someone who suffers from dry lips or cracked lips, asur lo limroch o san bisfaton o b'chol chomer acher. He's not allowed to shmir it with some kind of ointment, Vaseline, or any other material. Because of mimareach, where you're taking something that was a solid and smearing it. You also may not anoint them with oil. When it's not just lips, the same thing applies to one's hands if they dry out, if they start to crack. I will note that a lot will depend on the severity of it. There are cases which are more severe, meaning, you know, the weather here, for those who are in Toronto, you're going to laugh at me. The weather here got cold. It dropped to 30 degrees. Yeah. So the, you can't see it on the screen, but they're going like that. So they, you know, your skin starts to crack like that. So it's not that severe. If it does get severe, if a person's bleeding, if a person reaches a point where there's great pain, maybe this, you know, definition changes.
I was assuming like a psoriasis.
Right. If you're talking about a psoriasis, right. So again, level of problem will matter. Yeah. Okay. So that's all category one. That's the mechush case. Category two, mitzas choli o mitzta'er harbe, a little bit of an illness or, you know, in real pain. Kigon, he says, for example, mishayesh lo shi'ul matrid. Somebody has, this is what I had brought on the source sheet. Now I'm calling it a burdensome cough. Nazelet chazaka, a strong runny nose. Keiv rosh chazak, a strong headache. Ach adayin ein hu b'matzav shetzarich lishkav machmas machalaso. But he does not need to lie down as a result of his illness. That he has not reached. Mutter lomar lenochri, l'chalal olav es ha-shabas b'isurei derabanan bilvad. So he is allowed to tell a non-Jew to override Shabbos with an Isser Derabbanan. This is what we said, asking a non-Jew to do a Derabbanan. The Isser li Yisrael lavra shum Isser avur chole, afilu Isser Derabbanan, v'kol shkin Isser Deoraisa. But a Jew would not be allowed to personally violate Shabbos, would not be allowed to personally do a Derabbanan, certainly a Deoraisa. Meaning, even though asking a non-Jew to do things is a derabanan, that's a different type of derabanan. And it's not as severe as doing something physically where that was rabbinically prohibited. Umuva b'shem agon Rosh Shlomo Zalman or Bach Zatzal. It is brought in the name of Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Hagzera shel shchika samanim. We're in the second column. Hagzera shel shchika samanim me'ikara gazu osa al mitzta'er. Kedei shalo yavau lidei avera. He says, this is what I had brought before, regarding decrees that create pain. He says the decree of lest you grind ingredients, that decree was made initially regarding someone who's in pain, lest he come to do something he's not allowed to do. Kmo shekasu tosu shabbos lametes amet aleph. Dechol isurei derabanan him gezera atu deoraisa. Because rabbinic prohibitions are a decree lest you violate the biblical. V'rak b'gzera demerchatzos, shirak m'pnei ovrei avera hu dekil. He mentions a different case, which I'm not going into, regarding a decree against use of bathhouses, which was because there would be people, if you allowed people to use a bathhouse where the water was heated before Shabbos, they would come to heat it on Shabbos and just pretend that it was heated before Shabbos. It's its own discussion. It's not necessary for our discussion right now. Va'ayin b'shmir Shabbos kehilchasa. This is the key. See the shmir Shabbos kehilchasa. Va'amar li mori v'rabi hagon Rabbi Shua Neuvert. Shemashakasav hagon Rabbi Kiva Eger. Dechol she'asaruhu mishum gizera sharinan b'mitzta'er. Hakavanu b'dvar macherim kegon peros shenashru aruchitzas kagufo v'chamen v'lo legabe refua. You're asking the question of, if it's causing pain, then the derabanan is not binding? That's not true where the decree was made specifically in a case where you know that it's going to cause pain. That's built into the decree. Other decrees are like that. For example, discussion about fruit that fell off a tree and we're prohibiting that rabbinically, or the decree against bathing one's whole body in hot water, not the medicine decree. Lachain, therefore, Mutter levakesh minachri lamashal lavi lechole kazeh ochel odavar acher shenachutz letipulo derech karmelis. He gives me examples of what a non-Jew can do that is rabbinically prohibited. The non-Jew would be allowed to bring food or something else through an area where a Jew is rabbinically prohibited from carrying on Shabbos. Oh, sheyaselo massage, or for the non-Jew to give the Jew a massage. Oh, sheyasim lo tipore nayim, or to put eye drops in the Jew's eyes. Even though the Jew assists, this is a side note, but I'll take a second to explain it. His last two examples, the massage example and the eye drops, should be prohibited under the decree for medicine. This should be included in the rabbinic decree, lest you take medication, lest you grind. So why is he allowing it? Because the non-Jew is the one who's engaging in the activity. The Jew isn't doing anything. The Jew's on the receiving end. Then he says, but you're assisting. Like, you shift positions, especially for eye drops. You hold your head a certain way. So there's a Gemara that talks about that. And the conclusion from that Gemara is that kind of assistance is not considered substantive. You're not doing the action. Well, it is, in the sense that he couldn't succeed without you.
It depends on if the non-Jew's holding his eye open and putting the drops?
That's great.
Like, in other words, the guy's just lying on the bed, he's massaging him. What does he do? Lift your arm? I mean, like, it really depends.
Right. So it really does depend. But the Gemara's case is where somebody's like opening and closing his eye to help with, you know, with the drops. But again, we're okay with that.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So that's the category of Miktsas Choli. He doesn't spend a lot of time on it. Things get a lot more interesting when you get to Chole She'ein Bo Sakana. He says, 3 Aleph, Chole She'ein Bo Sakana. I wanted to look at the... Yeah, you know what? He actually has more in the third edition that I'll read out. Because it's good to know about. This is not an edition that's available online. But in the case of the Mechush B'Alma, the lowest level illness, where he brought the example of the cracked lips. So he has a paragraph after that where he writes the following. Misha sovel mipam lepam mipetza optzaim koavot befiv. Somebody who suffers from time to time from wounds that cause pain in his mouth, and he writes in English, aphthous ulcers. Aphthous is aphthous.
Canker sores.
So I was thinking that is canker sores.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it? Doctor. Dr. Schwartz is nodding yes.
Close enough.
Close enough. Okay. So ein lo lasim mishcha, he should not put ointment on them. LMK medubar al yelet, unless you're dealing with a child, because as we're going to discuss, children may qualify automatically as chol she'ein bo sakana. Oem hakeev uko chazak shu hugdar kechol hakoguvo. Or if the pain is so great that he's like somebody whose whole body is ill. Who says that's the assessment of the patient or the doctor? Okay, so that's an added note that you don't have in the second edition. Yeah. Okay, looking at his Chol She'ein Bo Sakana, but I think he's basically matching what he has here, at least at the outset. Okay, Chol She'ein Bo Sakana. Klulim b'hagdara zu. This category includes misha nafal mishkav o shechala kogufo, right? Bedridden or whole body is ill. Misha yesh lo chom. If a person has a fever, sheberagil ein yotzim mipesach habayis machmas machala zu. Somebody would not leave their house because of this. V'afilu lo nafal mishkav. Even if they're not bedridden, but they would stay home. Not out of fear of infecting people. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is just they don't want to associate with people. They're not up for interacting. Hasovel mikeev chazak, someone who suffers from great pain. Lo be'ever pnimi, not internal, because if it's internal, then we have more fear that there's something more serious going on. That's not our case. Ad shenechlash kol gufo, to the point where his whole body is weak. Va'afilu lo nafal mishkav, and he isn't even bedridden. Hamishalech kibari, somebody who walks around like he's healthy. Ach yipo lemishkav am lo yikabel tipul bizmano. But if he doesn't get treatment now, he's going to be bedridden. Kigo misha sovel mi migrena, like the migraine case. Right? We brought that whenever that was, last week or the week before. So all of these people are people who qualify as chol she'ein bo sakana, and he continues. Yoledes miyom hashmini leledasa ad sof shloshim yom leledasa. A woman who gave birth between 8 days ago and 30 days ago. V'chein sarchei katan, as well as the needs of a minor. He doesn't define minor here, but we'll have to. Kol ela klulim b'hagdara shel chol she'ein bo sakana. All of these are included as chol she'ein bo sakana. Ubenogel Sakanas Aver, look ahead. He says Sakanas Aver, he's going to discuss, that's a separate category. Lachola Kaze. So for somebody who is ill like this, Mutter Lasos Lokolts Rachav Harafu'im Al Yede Nachri. So you are allowed to do whatever you need to do via a non-Jew. Interesting. Okay. There's a typo here, but it doesn't make a difference. He says, for this person, you could do whatever you wanted to do via a non-Jew. Va'afilu bi'isurei Torah im tzarech lekach, even a biblical prohibition. Binosaf, Further, Mutter liYisrael lavor leis hatzarach ayidei yisurei derabanan ayidei shinoi. If you need, a Jew could violate a derabanan with a shinoi. That's the third view in the Shulchan Aruch, which is the majority view. You don't have to go hunting for a non-Jew to do this derabanan. So what he's talking about here is what we talked about last time, right? Do you remember? We saw that we had cases in the Gemara that seemed to indicate for a cholish in bo sakana, you could violate a derabanan. And you had other cases, a cholish in bo sakana, where it looked like you could not. And so we had different views about how to break that down. Two primary views, the Ramban and the Rambam. The Ramban said you need a shinoi. The Rambam said you don't need a shinoi. The Shulchan Aruch prefers the Ramban's view. So that's why he brings that here. Although he will note the view of the Rambam before we're done. V'im lasos malacha biyado asmalis nikra shinui. As far as the question of whether doing something with your left hand, does that count as a shinui? Ayin b'chaya adam shekosev. Nirali, debein sha'asa b'imino o b'smolo chayav. He says, as a general rule, doing malacha with your left hand isn't a shinui. That doesn't work. Chutz me'akosev, except when it comes to writing. Depatur bismol, where you will be biblically exempt if you do it with your left hand, there it's really diminished if you do it with your left. But most malachos, it's not really so much weaker to do it with your left hand. Ubidas Torah mevias Elia Rabba, umaskim imo, shagam bimochik biyad smol nikra b'shem shinui upatur. He quotes the Das Torah, quoting the Elia Rabba, that also erasing with your left hand would count as a shinui. The Avnei Nezer disagrees. If we had time, I would maybe bring you these back sources on erasing. It's an interesting discussion of what qualifies as a shinui, particularly interesting when you're dealing with the Avnei Nezer, because the Avnei Nezer had another name. What else do we know the Avnei Nezer for in Halacha? What did Avnei Nezer write? Halacha Sefer, very important Halacha Sefer in Hilchos Shabbos. Igle Tal, correct. He wrote the Igle Tal,
you know,
which...
He wrote that when he couldn't see anymore, right?
Yeah, that I did not know.
There's a back story with it.
No kidding. That I did not know.
He couldn't teach us that there was something why he took it. And then
Okay. So in the Igle Tal, he gives you definitions for what a shinui is. Like, he wrote the book in many ways on what is and what is not qualified as a shinoi. So he apparently has this disagreement about erasing with your left hand. Okay.
Yeah, his Hagdama is very powerful. I think that's
yes. The Hagdama is Figatal is very powerful. Umlacha she'efshel la'asos ha'yidei shinoi muter lo la'asos ha'gam lo shinoi k'shiyesh bedavar isa derabana. Now he comes back to the view of the Rambam. He says, if there is a malacha that is a derabanan, that can't be done with a shinui. There's just no way to do it with a shinui. Okay, so do it without a shinui. That's the way it goes. V'kosev ha-shmir Shabbos ke'hochasa, de-mashma me'ha-chaye odam, de-lav davka gabe likichas terufos, el dehu adin b'chol malacha de-rabanan. The simple case where you would say can't be done with a shinui is taking medication. How do you swallow something with a shinui? That's where the chaye odam brings it. So he quotes the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa saying, but that heter is not only about taking medication. It's true for any derabanan. Im eino yachol ayidei nachri, if you can't do it via a non-Jew, nami adin hachi, this is the rule, the mutter la Yehudi lasos af beli shinui, then a Jew can do it even without a shinui. That's what he ends up with on that. And yeah, this... Third edition is the same as the second edition in that regard. Okay. Should we go a little further? Good? Okay, let's go a little further. Isurei de'oraisa al yedei shinui. Doing something that is biblically prohibited via a shinui. For a cholesh she'ein bo sakana. So that was not on the list of things we allowed, right? We allowed a derabanan with a shinui. If need be a derabanan without a shinui, we allowed you asking a non-Jew to do a de'oraisa. What about doing a de'oraisa yourself with a shinui? HaMishneh Berurah Oser. Mishneh Berurah says no. Ach, ayein b'shulchan aruch harav. But look at the shulchan aruch of the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. As well as Tila David, Iglei Talk, Tzos HaShulchan, Shekula Matirim. They say you're allowed. How do you like that? V'kosev Hashmir Shabbos Kehilchasa B'Shem Agron Roshlom Zalman Orbach. D'mikeben D'kol Eila HaGedolim Matirim. He says, the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa quotes Roshlom Zalman to say, with all of these great figures saying Mutter, Mistaber D'yecholim Vada Elohakel Emi Efshar Ayidei Nachri. It's logical to say that you could be lenient where you aren't able to get a non-Jew to do it. Lachain, therefore, cholish she'en bo sakana sheholich b'shabbos l'rofei she'en u'shomer Torah mitzvos. If you have a cholish she'en bo sakana who goes on Shabbos to a doctor who's not observant, v'ro'esh ha'rofei omeid la'asos avuro davar she'isuro min ha'Torah, and he sees that the doctor is going to do something for him that is biblically prohibited. Omar Aliyah Gunr Shlomazaman Orbach Zatzal Shim Lo Yishmalo Arofe Lasosu Beshinoi. If a doctor won't listen to you when you say do it with a Shinoi, as Mutav Shachole O Adam Acher Yasas Hapula Beshinoi, Bimakom Shiasan Harofe Kedarka. Better that you should take the initiative and do it instead of him with a Shinoi rather than let him do it. We have a general principle in the Gemara and Shabbos, in the beginning of the Masechta, like Daf Dalet, where we say, "Ein omer la'adam chate b'shvil shetiske chaverecha." We don't say to somebody, sin in order to avoid somebody else sinning. But here he says, you're not sinning. That's actually allowed. V'medubra kavara brios, gam lefi mishnebura muter lasos isu deoraisa yidei shinui. If the issue is one of kavara brios, human dignity, then everybody, the Mishnah Berurah also is going to allow that. That's a bigger discussion, the Kavod HaBrios discussion. That's one that we'll have to get back to. Okay, we're gonna stop with that. But God willing, I'm going to send out an email. We'll figure out whether we're going to stick with doing this in person also or just by Zoom, and whether we're going to stick to 8:30 or whether we'll change the time. Okay, thank you very much.